You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is on the longer side, and I won't read all of it. It starts off with some Greeks asking to see Jesus. And when Jesus hears about this, it seems to trigger something. It seems to be a sign to him that his hour has come. He then starts speaking about what he is about to do through his death and resurrection. I will read a few verses from Jesus' discourse and share a couple thoughts about them. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. In Lebanon, where I come from, we have a custom for the Feast of Saint Barbara every year on the 4th of December. What we do is we plant grains of wheat and put them under the Christmas tree, and by the time Christmas comes, they become tall green blades that are part of the decoration. A few years ago, I wanted to introduce this custom to my goddaughter and her family here in London, where I live now. So I went to the shop to buy some grains of wheat, which I had never done before. I was really struck by how dead the grains seemed. I wasn't sure if this was right, if these were the right grains that I needed to buy, if they could actually grow and have life. But to my surprise, a few days after placing them over a bed of cotton wool and watering them, they sprang to life. This incident brought home to me the meaning of Jesus' words in a stronger way. The grain of wheat really does die in order to be planted and bear much fruit. And in giving this image of the grain of wheat, Jesus here is referring to his own death and resurrection, through which he redeemed us and gave us new life. And he is also calling us to be like this grain of wheat. Today we are entering into the fifth week of the 40 days of Lent, and the focus of our meditations is turning to the person of Jesus and the work he has done for us by his death and resurrection. And we will see multiple times a call to imitate him. If we want to serve him, we must follow him, which means that we must give up our life, die to ourselves, in order to live with him and for him and bear much fruit for the kingdom. Now, what does this mean? Probably not that we should actually die. Jesus talks here about hating our life, and in Matthew 16:24, he uses the words, "Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me." And the key is giving up ownership of our lives, deciding that our lives are not our own, and that we want to follow Jesus as our King. And Jesus himself is our example in doing this, in the way he obeyed the Father in all things. And this is not a one-time decision, but a daily decision that we need to make. And the season we are in right now, the 40 days of Lent, is a great time to do this, to realize what areas in my life need to be put to death, so that I can live more fully for God. So I encourage you today to ask yourself, in what areas in my life have I taken back control from God, or am I being ruled by my desires and emotions? How can I grow in this, in dying to myself, that I might bear fruit for the kingdom?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.